Yeah, my name is Jerry Lapp, and I'm running for the Haynesboro Assembly.
Thank you, Jerry. What is your background?
Yeah. My background in what?
In work, in politics, and community involvement.
Do you mean my history or just? Yeah. Okay. Well, we've lived here in Haynes for my wife and I for 46 years. We had a business out of 33 Mile for 34 years, and I've been involved in construction and, having our own business. And then in 96, I got involved with the government, and I've been basically involved with the government as mayor and school board president and assembly person for the last 20 some years.
Okay. Do you have any other political experience outside of Haynes?
No, I really don't. Well, actually, here in Haynes, we moved here, and I think I was 28 years old or right around that age. And so most of my adult life, we've lived here in Haynes.
Okay. What other groups in town are you involved with?
Right now, the Chilkat Snowburners.
Mm-hmm.
And I belong to the AMA, Alaska Miners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I was involved with the Klaheny Valley Volunteer Fire Department. I was a fireman out there for 30 years, and I'm a life member of the Klaheny Valley Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, I belonged to the Elks Club.
Okay. Why do you want to run for the assembly again?
I just want to kind of help keep Haynes the way it was when we first moved here. People had jobs, they were busy, things were happening. We had two gas suppliers, fuel suppliers. We had two freight companies, and I would like to see us go back to that. And I've always advocated that I like to see our children, come back here and be able to have jobs, and our grandkids come back here and have jobs. And I've always advocated for that for Haynes, and still keep the small town charm that it has.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are the big issues facing Haynes?
The big issues, one thing, the cost of commodities here and fuel. The cost of living is rather high here in Haynes. And a lot of it has to do with we only have one freight company, we only have one fuel company.
Mm-hmm.
And they can kind of dictate prices to us. And also, one of the other things that keeping the prices high is our energy company, and it's because they have to rely on the generator part of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, as you know, the fuel price being high, it just runs the cost of electricity up. So I've always advocated for more hydro, and I'll continue doing so.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you could influence the cost of living as an assembly member?
Well, one thing that I have tried to do in my time on the assembly, I've always fought to keep our mill rate low,
mm-hmm.
which helps people out. And there's some things that I'd still like to do with the surprise we got this year with a tax rate increase on properties. I would like to see us cap the mill rate again at a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
And also see if the borough will do like maybe Skagway's done, and 150,000 that we seniors and hardship get exempt from the state. See if we can bump that up to about 250 or 300,000.
Okay. You've been in local politics for a long time. What are you? What achievement are you most proud of in all the years you've served?
Well, there's a lot of them, actually, the time I've been on there. The new school, that's one of them that I helped, I supported throughout the whole process. The other one was a Skyline subdivision. That was when I was mayor of the borough. I got that one there going with the help from our planner or our, at the time. And also down at Skirton Inlet, we sold property for the folks down there, helped them out. And we put in a bridge down there for them so they could get to their properties. And I don't know, just helping out the community, giving back to the community for what it's given to us.
Mm-hmm. What do you see is the role of an assembly member?
The role of assembly member?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's to keep the community moving forward, to not let us get stymied, look for ways to embrace business and to help create more businesses here. Like I said, you know, we're looking for job opportunities, and I think we're looking for job opportunities that fit here in the Valley, and there's a lot of them that will fit. And it's our job is probably to the different industries that we have here is try to get them to work together rather than against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, something like that, because you can't have every industry fighting another industry because they don't like it or something.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get them working together, saying, okay, I can help you this way and this way. And it's just things like that that help the community to move ahead instead of going backwards or getting stymied. Haynes has had a long history of, I guess, boom and bust.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to, and I think it's up to the assembly to try to get it to where we don't have so much of that, that we just have a, you know, a steady income, something where there is a steady income. Year-round jobs would be a great way to start.
Mm-hmm.
So.
As an assembly member, how can you help small businesses?
Well, one thing that you try to do is you don't over-regulate them. The biggest thing the small businesses have to deal with is over-regulation. So I think a lot of these regulations that are put on them and stuff is wrong. And I've always fought to keep the regulations down, make it easy for them to get permits and stuff. Before in the past, there have been things in code that have been hard for businesses to get permitted, you know, in a timely manner and stuff. And you try to work through code and stuff and work in the places where it's not working well and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think helping the small businesses this way. And also we've got a fairly big tourism budget. So we advertise for the businesses here, which helps them out. And working to get a winter economy here would really help the businesses out, because what you see now during the winter in the last few years, we've only had like one or two, and one of them was out the road, 33 mile, and one here in town, restaurants open.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be there were several open during the winter, not just one. So, you know, work on things like that.
Mm-hmm. How do you view the work Constantine is doing up the valley?
What's that?
How do you view the work that Constantine is doing up the valley?
Well, just for disclosure, I do work for Constantine part-time.
Mm-hmm. What do you do for them?
Huh?
What do you do?
I expedite and do maintenance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
just just for clarification, Constantine is not a mine.
Mm-hmm.
A mine hasn't been proposed yet. I know people keep calling it a mine, but what it is, Constantine is an exploration company. And they've been exploring here since 2008, Constantine has. And before that, there was other companies in here doing exploration work. And the exploration work started up there in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And their work has been really valuable in actually learning a lot of the things about drainage and animals and all that, the studies that they've done for the upper valley. So, I mean, the borough and the citizens all benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Constantine has put a lot of money into this valley, and they haven't heard anything. They're doing exploration work. If it ever came to where a mine was proposed, I think then we'd have a different conversation, a conversation about a mine. But while it's in the exploration stage, they still don't even know if there'll be a mine up there or not.
Mm-hmm. Do you think a mine up valley could coexist with a healthy fishery?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
We've come a long way. I mean, would you rather see a mine here, someplace where we benefit somewhat from it, that's highly regulated, that's looked over and watched over? Or would you see it someplace where there is no regulations, where they dump everything into the water, where they pollute everything, or where they have kids working for no wages just to get the material out of the ground?
Mm-hmm. Any idea for what's your vision for the tourism industry in Haines?
What's that?
What is your vision for the tourism industry in Haines?
Well, actually, I just got an eye-opener. I took a trip down south and went through Jasper and Banff and all the areas down through there by Glacier Park, where I was born and raised. And what's happened down there, I don't really want to see that happen to Haines. I think right now we're right at about the level that we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we could grow a little bit, and we can maybe have a few more tours, but we're going to have to look at different areas that where the tours might happen at.
What did you see in Banff and Jasper that you would like to avoid?
The traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It was bumper-to-bumper car traffic. I mean, if you want to see a big waste of fuel and stuff, just go drive down through there.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see that that is one of the biggest things down there. I mean, there's just tons and tons of cars and buses and things like that. All just every pullout is full of cars or buses and stuff like that. And I don't really want to see that type of tourism in Haines.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea for winter tourism?
Yeah, we could. Have the heli industry, which has been in here a while now, and I think that's working. The complaints seem to have kind of died down from what it used to, you know, when it first started, what it was, all the meetings we had to go to and stuff. And that seems to be doing well. Another thing that we can do is we can basically advertise for the snow machining that goes on around here. Or you've got some ski trails too, and so we can advertise for those and saying it's a great area. Sometimes the weather doesn't cooperate, but I mean, we live close enough to Canada where they've got some good ski trails up there too. So we bring them in here, and I guess they can go up there and go skiing too, work with our neighbors to the north, and it all works together. Other than that, the winter's kind of tough to call because you don't know what your weather's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we've got during November, you have the Eagle Fest, which brings quite a few people to town. And then we have the Alcan 200, which brings people to town during the winter time. So, and more events. If you had more kind of maybe a ski event, and we have races, snow machine races too, that we try to get people to come down, and that helps too.
Mm-hmm.
So just things like that, more events, maybe, I don't know, I had some thoughts, but I lost them.
Okay. We can always come back to it if it comes back.
Yeah.
You mentioned helicopters. What do you think is the proper place in Haynesboro for helicopters and helipads?
Well, I think we're about limited out on helipads. I don't think we really need any more. Mm-hmm. Maybe under certain circumstances, one might be allowed, but they've kind of they're spread out throughout the valley enough now that where I don't see us anybody really wanting anymore, or what the reason would be. It'd have to be something that I'm not sure of why we would need anymore within mm-hmm. the valley. But I think we've got quite a few, and some of them aren't being used. But I don't know. I was talking with someone, and they were talking like a moratorium on them, but that would be hard to do because there might be some like one time we had the line surveyors here
mm-hmm.
for cutting the line between the U.S. and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed a place to land and stuff. So if you put a moratorium or something on helipads, then where they might want to take off from and do their work for a month or 2 months, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
They would need a special conditional use permit to do that
mm-hmm.
somewhere. Like, I think last time, well, they went in and out of 33 mile for a while, but then they went in and out of the border for a while too.
Mm-hmm.
So they would need like a temporary one. So I think there's circumstances where they could be allowed, and then other ones where, no, we don't need the heli skiers to have, you know, any more places
mm-hmm.
that where they've got that covered now from where they go to out to the where they ski and where they come back to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think they're fairly satisfied with what they have right now.
Okay. Looking at the recent work of how the local government's been functioning, as an assembly member, what would you like to keep the same, and what would you like to maybe change on the assembly level?
Well, I think our staff is doing really good right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to see that stay the same. I guess maybe the borough could get out. I think they could do more preventative maintenance out on roads and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, the borough keeps getting attacked by special interest groups.
Mm-hmm.
over everything. It's like, okay, we'll go to the LUTAC dock. Mm-hmm. You've got special interest groups saying that is being built for North Terminal. Well, that is totally wrong, and it's a lie because someone put out that information out there to, I guess, stir up trouble. I'm not sure why. But all I've seen as an assembly member is that it needs to be done. We need to get that fixed. And it's not even as big as our original dock was to start with. And this is the best plan that we had to fix that dock. Mm-hmm. And it's a multi-use dock, and it always has been. So the borough gets attacked on everything that they try to do, and it shouldn't be and it's because of the special interest groups. They keep thinking, oh, if it gets built or this gets done, it's going to be a mine. And it just, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. What we're trying to do now is keep the community from not having more costs added for your groceries or your fuel. Because I've talked to folks out there at the ferry terminal, or not at the ferry terminal, but out there at the dock, the AML people, and they said if the dock goes, your RoRo goes, and so does your fuel supply. Mm-hmm. If that dock goes in. So, I mean, for people not to just take another look at this, I don't understand their way of thinking, I guess. Mm-hmm.
I guess one of the things that are being brought up with the dock is that it could bring a lot of ore truck traffic through Haines. And
why if it's not built for an ore terminal, why would it bring ore truck traffic to Haines? Uh-huh. I mean, can you answer me that?
I guess that's the claim that I hear is that it could be used.
Well, that's the claim you hear, but there's a lot of false lies put out there by special interest groups.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's just false information. Somebody says something and somebody runs with it. Mm-hmm. And it's not right. The borough has had to spend a lot of time trying to put out these fires that are misconceptions. Mm-hmm. And that's time we could be used to work on our infrastructure, solve some of the other problems in Haines that need to be solved, and we spend it fighting these special interest groups all the time. Mm-hmm.
Haines is pretty hard to find affordable housing in Haines. What could you do as an assembly member to make more housing available?
Well, I think we're doing it right now. There's several subdivision projects that are, you know, being worked on right now. Mm-hmm. And, there's a tax relief, ordinance that you do for the subdivisions that until there's a house built on it and until it's done being developed and then they start selling the lot, that you don't up their taxes on the improvements that they've done. And this helps people that do subdivisions, the contractors and stuff, it helps them so they're not having an added cost on before they make any money on it. And so that's an incentive to help private contractors do subdivisions. And if we can get some more subdivisions, then there'll probably be more housing. And it just works. And so we're just trying to work with contractors and the property owners that want to do this to give them incentives to move forward with it. Yeah. And another thing we can do is the borough can sell some of their own property. Mm-hmm. And when I was mayor, I had several subdivisions. One was the Skylines. Another one was Litnikoff Cove. There's Excursion Inlet. And I think, and all of them, I mean, all the borough property was sold, and that got added to our permanent fund. And that money is now making interest for the borough, building up a pot to help keep your taxes low.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just something that benefits us. And these are the kind of things you look forward, I mean, that you look to keep the taxes low here,
mm-hmm.
or keep the mill rate low anyhow. So.
There's been some discussion of reviewing the rules for assembly members recusing themselves from votes. What's your opinion on that?
I've always, if I thought I had a conflict of interest, I always stated it and let the mayor and the assembly decide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's written in code that you're supposed to do it.
So do you think there's some revision that needs to be done, or is it good to go as it is?
Do I think what now?
Do you think there's any rewriting of the rules that needs to be done, or are the rules good?
No,
as they
no,
are?
It states it in your ethics and in code. That if you have a conflict of interest, you declare it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up for the assembly and or the mayor, see, up to the mayor and then or assembly to decide that. The mayor will put it to the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's written very good and it keeps track. And I've always done that during the whole heli process when my wife and I had 33 mile.
Mm-hmm.
I always, if a heli issue come up because we had a helicopters landing there, I always declared a conflict of interest. So,
mm-hmm.
And if they decided I couldn't vote on something, then that was fine.
Mm-hmm. Any idea for promoting more trails and more outdoor use for in the forest around Haines?
The only idea that I had, and I had it years ago, and I think I put it forward, and actually that was when I was mayor, and that was trail over the old Dalton Trail from, say, Jones Point up to Chilcat Lake, or not, you don't go into Chilcat Lake, but you go up the river,
uh-huh.
and you hit it up there by where the landing is, Chilcat Lake, and then go on up that way with it. But that would be a good trail. That'd be a good long trail, interesting one. You'd have to put in a couple bridges over some rivers or, you know, walking bridges. But other than that, it'd be a nice hike. And
uh-huh. Nice. Are there any global trends that that you see affecting Haines now or in the future?
Yeah, probably. Yes. Like right now, well, it's Alaska, and nobody pays income tax here,
mm-hmm.
or not state income tax, because that was done away once the pipeline was built.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the shutting down of the oil fields and stuff like that, that could cause Alaska have to go back to the income tax, in which that's just going to be more hardship on people here.
Mm-hmm.
And with the inflation that's going on caused by maybe the way things are being done in D.C., I'm not real sure on that, but it seems that way, that the inflation is hurting a lot of people here because everything's going up with the price of fuel going up, and when the price of fuel goes up, everything goes up, and
mm-hmm.
energy goes up, your groceries go up, and just the cost of living. So I guess they need to get their act together and the U.S. does, and maybe get it to where it's a little more respectable cost of living here.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see Haynes in 50 years?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I won't be around. in 50 years. Well, I've been here almost 50 years.
Uh-huh.
And the population has not really changed a lot. Actually, I think 50 years ago, there was more population there is right now.
Uh-huh.
But I don't quote me on that, but I'm thinking there was, because we had a mill going. There's a lot of people working and stuff. There's a lot of logging going on. There was transportation going on. A lot of trucks hauling stuff out of here over the dock. It was going north and stuff. The schools had, I think, about double the students in that they have in now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say in 50 years, I don't think it's going to change that much.
All right.
Yeah.
Any?
I see it being, I guess, unless we can get some kind of economic development in here, it's always going to be a service, what they call a service community, and that you just provide services to maybe the some of the road traffic to come through, and I guess as long as the tourist industry stays going, then it'll probably be more tourism oriented than anything.
Hmm. Any last words or last thoughts?
No. I just want to thank you for giving me a call, and
Jerry Lapp, thank you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate this. You bet.